Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. A dentist man pled guilty yesterday in Rice County Court for forgery, a felony carrying up to 10 years in prison. 29-year-old Kevin Michael Reinecke was accused of cashing fraudulent checks at the Fast Cash in Northfield on two separate occasions and attempting a third time. The checks totaled over $3,000 and were written out from various businesses. One was a payroll check for someone else. Two more were reportedly stolen from mailboxes that was part of a rash of mailbox thefts throughout the county last August and September. That case is ongoing. Reinecke has a lengthy criminal history, most of which is drug-related. Sentencing is set for March 14th. The Northfield Wastewater Treatment Plant Biosolids building burned May 29th last year, shutting down the process. Since then, a temporary system has been operating and the city has paid to truck out the sludge. This week, the council approved plans and specs for the installment of the new equipment. Engineer Seth Peterson from Bolton & Mank said they'll be using the existing structure and retrofitting the new equipment, which meets the Class A requirement. Peterson said it's a greener process, a closed system, and more efficient, adding,
"And one of the key benefits here is that we're just using lime addition only for the heat source. No external heat is being added into this. And one of the other pieces with this is that all of the processes here, from the screw press to the reactor, is all metallic or steel products. So we don't have any other type of processes in there, where before in the belt press we had the rubber belt and other things like that."
In other words, no melting, which was part of the issue last year. Additionally, there's no sprinkler system required with this equipment. That's good news, as the well out there doesn't provide enough water to allow for a sprinkler system in any of those buildings. There is a smoke detector system set to send alarms if necessary. Mayor Pownell said this
brings up to date all of the equipment in that building, which is just, that was something that was in our capital improvement plans.
With the new system, there's still an agricultural value to the product that's produced. The city has a contractor that sells to farmers. Administrator Mardig explained council's action will complete all the bidding components, including labor. He said,
"You're looking at a total project, $5.3 to $5.8 million engineer's cost on that. And again, we're fortunate that insurance is covering that."
To 100%. Final completion isn't expected until February of 2020. The city of Northfield negotiated with the labor unions in a closed meeting Tuesday evening before their regular meeting. Mardig said the council brought forward a resolution
and supported approval for all non-union employees and our sergeants' labor union, a 2.5% pay increase for 2019 at the beginning of the year, and then an additional 2.5% in 2020.
Those are cost of living raises. Employees eligible for step increases will also receive those. Council looked at market conditions, comparable cities, and such. Mardig said it keeps them competitive. And newly elected Northfield Council members took their oath of office this week. Councilors Nicassian and Peterson White will continue, while the newest member, Clarice Graybaugh, joins them. Mayor Pownell made numerous appointments to boards and commissions. That list is on the city's website. As for council appointments, a change includes Councilor Peterson White resigning her seat on the NAFRS Joint Powers Board to go to the Northfield Hospital Board. Councilor Ness will replace her at NAFRS through 2019 when her seat expires. Overall, there were 120 board and commission appointments made with citizens and elected officials. News from around the state is next.